Atlas Park Consulting is a proud sponsor and inaugural 100 member of Purse Strings. Atlas Park, founded by Cameo Robertson, is a premier business coaching and operations strategy agency for financial advisors and wealth management firms. Atlas Park can help you build predictability into your business management efforts so that you can move operations from scattered to streamlined and accelerate revenue, all without feeling overwhelmed. To learn more about how you can get out of your own way and create this reality in your business, visit www.atlasparkco.com. That's www.atlasparkco.com.
Thank you, fearless listeners, and go you for hitting play. Please like and subscribe as it helps us grow. Also, share this with a friend as we have to keep talking about this shit. Now let's dive in. Coming up on today's edition of Women and Money, the shit we don't talk about, our guest is Lauren LaForge. Lauren LaForge is a business coach, and let's get the cat out of the bag, she's our business coach.
Yes, and we are so pleased to have Lauren with us today. She is high energy and a coach that creates action and progress for her coachees.
Lauren has so many success stories. We are going to hear how she helps business owners grow and succeed. Let's jump in and get started.
Steinem once said, "We will never solve the feminization of power until we solve the masculinity of wealth." Barbara Provost and Maggie Nielsen are the team at Purse Strings that will help you navigate the ins and outs of financial independence so that you can be financially fearless. This is Women and Money, the shit we don't talk about.
So, Lauren, why don't you jump on in and give us a little bit about who you are and your background?
Absolutely. Great to connect with you guys on your podcast. And yes, I am the classic self-made in the sense I say that I went to the School of Hard Knocks for my sales training, literally started selling door to door when I was in college as an 18-year-old. And now fast forward over 20 years later, I still love doing sales and helping people to build businesses. So I've started and sold two businesses before the age of 30 and then moved into the coaching role truly to inspire and help people to build the habits and get a little bit of guidance on how they can grow and become the best versions of themselves. I feel like a lot of people, if we don't have a mentor or someone in our life to kind of teach us those next steps and what to do, we can get stuck doing what the thing we know. And so it's really neat to be in that role for people's lives. So I've done it all myself and now I get to teach others how to do it.
Awesome. Well, we're so excited to have you on today and let's dig in because we have a lot of questions for you.
So Lauren, there are a lot of coaches out there now, right? It seems like everybody you know is hanging out a coaching shingle. Lots of different focuses, but there's a lot out there. So give us some advice on how to really kind of wade through all that noise and find a really good coach that will help, you know, provide you what you need in order to move ahead in your life or in your business or whatever it is you're hiring your coach for.
Absolutely. There are lots of coaches with different expertise. And I actually coach a lot of coaches and help them clarify their expertise because oftentimes we can coach a lot of different things. And so on one end, getting clear on how you want to grow. And so if you want to grow with your money mindset and your income and it's a little more belief, there actually are money mindset coaches. If you want to be growing in social media presence and confidence in social media, there are social media coaches. There are coaches for so many different focuses for different businesses or even obviously for life coaches. Sometimes it's work-life balance coaches, working mom coaches. So I think in one thing, get clear on what you want when you're connecting with a coach. So you make sure you're coaching with someone who has the focus and the specialty that you're looking for. The second thing, and don't laugh, but I think price point's important. If I run into a coach and they're only charging $150 a month for four sessions, I actually doubt their quality if they're willing to put their price so low. And so I think oftentimes we have to be willing to pay to play, to pay to have access to these brilliant minds and people who really have the ability to push us forward. So I would say don't be afraid of the price point of a coach. So if a coach is $500, $600, $700, $1,000, I've paid $2,000 a month for coaches in the past. And it's I think it is a huge way to see this coach knows what they're doing. They're confident. They are in high demand. They raise the rates so that they have the capacity in order to serve people. So I'd say don't go shell out all of your money on coaches, but just know that if they're really cheap, sometimes it's like when you're shopping for things in general, it's like careful what you're getting. And so finding a price point that does stretch you a little bit is a good thing in coaching, because that coach needs to earn the right to help you to up level, and usually they're charging a premium because they are talented. And then last thing, of course, look for someone who really resonates and connects with you. This becomes your mentor. This is your business partner or your new life partner. And we want to make sure that you connect with them and you feel like you can trust them. You can be vulnerable and honest with them. You don't feel judged by them. And so making sure that when you are connecting in that interview call, usually in the beginning, just ask yourself, do I want to hang out with this person a few times a month? And you know, if you say yes to that, they're inspiring and they excite you, then perfect. They're going to help up-level you. If you don't really love that first interaction, then I'd say test your intuition and don't move forward. There's a lot of great coaches. So see who you connect with. Make sure they're at a price point that shows that they're quality. And then know clearly what you're looking for.
I love that. And I know we're always like, when's the next call with Lauren? Like, when are we talking to Lauren next? You know? And so we're always excited to talk to you, and it makes a huge difference. We're always like, what are we going to bring? We got to make the best of our time. Like we're very excited. So definitely having someone who connects with you is essential. And so I know our first meeting we had as well, you shared so many success stories, and I was like, well, this girl, she knows what she's doing. So do you want to share some of those success stories with us?
Absolutely. I love helping new clients become my next success story and really helping people transform. I have clients which I love, and I say this so humbly. This is kind of a calling more than a profession. And so I've had clients who say there's a BL and after L. There's before Lauren and after Lauren versions of their life and their business, simply because of how we work on clarifying what they want and get them into action and help them have the confidence and the skill set to get where they want to go. So some interesting, great success stories are, one is a financial advisor. And when she came to work with me, she'd actually bought a book of business, and she had grown up in the business. Her dad was a financial advisor and he had passed away. And so she just kind of had kept the standard quo, and she felt overwhelmed. She felt like she's had such a collection of clients. She was intimidated to reach out to them. I had a lot of fear of kind of living in her dad's shadow. And when we, I remember I actually did an in-person and went to her office, and there were files all over the floor. Like you had to walk like bink, bink between the files to get to her desk. And it was great. We said, okay, we gotta create some systems. We gotta get you into action and get you out of your own way and help you to grow. And she had income goals, and she was a single mom. And we put together a vision board. We put together systems. We got her an assistant. We helped her with how to interview that assistant. All the things, and then got her into setting up really good quarterly reviews with the right clients. How to prospect and get involved in more networking events, and how to get referrals from referral partners, all the things. And today I'm happy to report she has 3 extra income. One of her goals on her vision board was to remodel her whole house. She wanted to paint it. She wanted to landscape the garden. She wanted new furniture. She wanted to paint. She wanted new floors. She wanted all of it. We've done all of it. She now drives the gorgeous Mercedes that she had dreamed about that was on her vision board, custom. She bought it new off the lot, was able to pick it from the online specs, having everything that she wanted in it. And another big one was she wanted to be able to travel with her daughter and take her daughter on these experiences while her daughter was still at home and young. And they have traveled all over. They go to Hawaii, this, that, and the other. They did an amazing trip to Europe this summer. Her daughter's graduating from high school and going off to college. She's been able to fund her daughter's college fund. Her daughter's going to college without having to worry about having any debt. And she now, this client of mine texted me last week and said, woohoo, just landed another $2 million client. I can't believe this. I could never have done this without you. So there's just, I'm getting chills as I share this story. Such a transformation, like such a before and after. Her office is now clean because we have created systems that work with her brain. And so her income is up, happiness. She's now dating someone new, which she's had for the last 2 years in a happy relationship, and traveling and independently doing it all as a female solo mom and entrepreneur. So those kind of stories get me so excited that when there's totally that before and after of what our life and business can be. And sometimes it's just not knowing what to do and sometimes not feeling like we want to do it. And so that's where coaching really can help you get into action. And another story that I love is a realtor client of mine. And when we started working together, she actually just recently gotten divorced, was in a condo. She was paying buku bucks for this condo and feeling and renting it and feeling just totally stuck. And so we really worked on a process of prospecting. She made her vision board, and in her vision board, she realized she wanted a home with a porch. And she had this, you know, this beautiful vision of what she wanted. And sure enough, we found a fixer-upper. She was able to get it. She remodeled it. Meanwhile, she was just rocking. We had a daily action item that she had to do of connecting and prospecting and keeping in touch with past clients. She grew her business and grew her business. She paid off $60,000 of credit card debt that she had acquired through the divorce and paying for this expensive lease and domino effect. She now actually owns a condo, recently got remarried to a new partner. She's the number one producer in her office of 200 plus agents. And she actually, you know, it has this, that home is now her rental property and just has crushed it. And so I think oftentimes it's just helping people get out of their own way, clearly see what they want, and then help them with the steps of how to get there.
Those are amazing stories. And I know you have even more of those. And being your coaching client, Maggie and I have really felt that we have a before Lauren and after Lauren experience as well. And we are well on our way. But as you tell us, you know, it takes pumping the water, right? Keeping pumping the well, whatever it is, to make sure that you get there. It's nothing happens overnight, right? But like you said, with the vision boards and clarity and knowing what you want is really where to get started. So Maggie's always a little jealous of you, Lauren, because you live in this exotic place and you've really built the life of your dreams. So share us kind of your own story of how you made that juxtaposition around what you wanted and how you got what you wanted out of your life.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes we build these stories because it's like we get mad enough about our current situation that we... It's like you can choose to stay where you are, or you can choose to fight and push and create the life that you want. And, you know, both options are possible. For me, I also come from a single mother who is such a hard worker. And so as a kid, I was the kid who sewed my own prom dress and was selling pizzas and frozen cookie dough in front of the grocery store to make money to go to summer camp. I would work at the summer camp so I could be there because I couldn't afford to pay for it. And, you know, there's, I think, coming sometimes from a little bit of the, like, out of necessity, you're hustling, that I think that was definitely a foundation that I came from. And through college, thankfully, got connected to the sales organization that taught me some best practices, how to sell, and kind of got my mind mindset. And so I found myself, and I built a couple businesses with my husband. And if any of you are business owners listening to this, you know that when you build a business, it's actually a job you can't quit. Because if you leave it, you lost everything you just put into it, all the money and all the time. And so there's this interesting, like, necessity. So I remember being 30 years old and just feeling stuck in life. I had built this business that was growing. It was a, you know, to be a competition with Uber. Uber was coming. I saw the writing on the wall. I thought, oh my gosh. And so I found myself with startup debt. I was, you know, working around the clock. I wanted to travel so badly, but I couldn't. If I traveled, I put it on credit cards. And so I just felt stuck. And I remember sitting at the back of my mom's house. And I was like, what would I do if I could do anything? If I knew I couldn't fail, what would I do? And I was like, I want to live in 100 Airbnbs in 100 cities around the world. Like, that would be the coolest experience, and be able to make money while I do it, and be able to have this, you know, an abundant income. And so that became this crystal clear, like, freedom image in my head of what I wanted life to look like. And thankfully, like, you know, the powers that be, when we put a desire out there, things happen in the universe and opportunities land in front of us. And because we've been so clear on what we want, we can say yes to things. And I got reconnected with a past sales organization that now did coaching and consulting, and they brought me in under their wing, and I grew and learned how to sell coaching and how to do consulting with them. And then I ended up getting recruited to do lead sales trainings and do coachings for Google and Facebook and Adobe and these big tech companies. And they would fly me around the world to go lead trainings and do this work. And it doesn't start from you just get reached out to lead trainings for Google. I spent, 6 years cold calling, farmers insurance agencies from Google to, Googling them online to do free sales trainings. And I would drive 3 hours to go lead a free sales training to sell nothing because maybe they didn't have the money to buy coaching. And so there were years of give, pump, putting it out there. And then the domino effect starts to pay in place. And so I definitely feel grateful now. I've actually about 6 years ago started traveling around the world. We ended up giving away all of our things and our apartment. My sister actually took it over. And then we started, we lived in Europe, we live in South America, we lived in Mexico. And it's been fun because I've been able to grow my business while living around the world. I've passed the 100 Airbnb mark. I passed it this summer. So that was a fun number to hit.
Wow. You could write great reviews.
I know. And now we've actually built a home in Uruguay in South America, where my husband's originally from. And that's where I'm taking this call from right now. So I'm in summer in Uruguay, in the Southern Hemisphere, looking over some fields and cows, and got to bike at the beach this morning with my little baby. So just grateful that if you put your intention out there, opportunities rise up, and not being afraid to do the hard work to keep running towards that vision of what you see, that goal. I remember when I first started working with the sales organization, and they said, they kind of gave me this spreadsheet of what I would have to do, how many clients I'd have to sell in order to make an $8,000 a month, it's $100,000 salary. And I was like, okay, I can do this. And I was an owner who wasn't bringing home a bunch of money. I was paying employees and insurance and taxes. And I was the last one to get paid. And so for me to think like, whoa, a secure $8,000 a month income, that sounds magical. And I remember I did this spreadsheet and I said, what if I added a little bit more? And I kept, kind of did it how many months out to get to $1,000 a month. Sorry, $1,100 a month of income. And I thought, that number is insane. That's crazy. And I took a screenshot of the spreadsheet. I put it on my computer. So I saw that it was just a matter of hard work and time. It was just, if I just had to keep going, I would get to that 11,000 number. And I'm grateful today that I make about 5 times that a month. And it's like insane. And I'm stoked. And it's all because you just keep going, it all adds up, that compound effort and compound interest, just like it does with your money, it does with your effort as well.
Wow. I love that. I always love hearing your story. And it's so like, you look at your coach, you're like, well, I hope to be there someday. So like, clearly you did the journey, you know how to get there. You don't want a coach who's, doing the same life you have. That's where I'm at. That's not where I want to be. So always hearing your story and seeing you on the beach, I'm like, all right, keep putting in the reps. We'll get there. We'll get there. At least I don't actually have to physically knock on doors.
Yeah. I might make you. No, I'm kidding.
Thanks, Lauren. And so as a coaching relationship goes, everything's a two-way relationship. So, you always want to look and find a great coach, but you also want to be, a good coachee. So how do you know if someone's going to be successful or not? Or, what kind of traits do you look for in a good coachee?
It's not fun to coach people who aren't willing to do the work. It feels like Groundhog Day. And so I am picky on who I bring on because this is a long relationship. I become a silent business partner or a vocal business partner, but a non-revenue sharing business partner. And I'm intentional of who I'm going to work with. And I found that quick to action is the key. Quick to action and coachability. And what I mean by that is I can typically tell from someone's first call to their second call how quickly they're going to see great results simply in their ability to do what we talked about, to apply and put into practice and action things that we had challenged them to do as action items from that first call. And if they hop on the second call and say, oh, yeah, I wasn't able to get to that, I know that that's a habit of theirs. That's a trait, is to be the person who never got to it, which means, doesn't mean you're not going to reach your goals, but you're going to reach it a lot slower. And so if you really are someone who's passionate about reaching your goals, building this new reality, you have to be someone who's going to do what you said you're going to do. You have to be quick to action. And so that's what I found for me, an ideal coachee. I consider myself an overachiever and someone who's always hungry and craving for more and what's next. And I want to live the fullest life I can. And so I like to work with overachievers as well. People who are hungry and driven and ready for more. They want to live their fullest version of life so we can run together. I'm not dragging them and they're not dragging me. We're running together. So that's what I found a great coachee for me. Somebody's quick to action and that coachable mindset where they're like, this sounds crazy, but I'll try. This sounds uncomfortable, but I'll try. And having that mindset of being open, willing to fail, which means you're willing to succeed. So.
Awesome. Well, yeah. I mean, you've taught us so much. It's been, you've put us in places that felt uncomfortable, which means we're growing. And we have grown in mass. Can't say enough about the work and how you've helped us along. So what are some other parting thoughts that you would give to our listeners today if they're business owners or they're looking to hire a coach and they want to kind of get off the mark and really make movement?
I think it's interesting that I would say is almost like this, really, if you're looking to have low spend and get into action, let's say you really are starting up and you don't have money to pay a premium price for a coach, you're just building your business, maybe you're in debt from startup, you're 2 or 3 years in and you haven't been able to build to that next level, or you're feeling crazy, like you don't have much time and you're feeling kind of that chaos. At least for me, Audible was a gift to my life. When I started listening to Audible books, that there's a phrase they say, you're the average of the 5 people you hang out with. And for me, in my ear, throughout the day, throughout the week, I always have some new expert or author that is on my Audible account. And they are up-leveling me. They're challenging me. They're teaching me techniques. And if I'm quick to action and coachable, I can absolutely grow. So when someone is looking to grow, to stretch their mindset, to up level that average of the 5 people that they hang out with, I would say, get yourself an Audible account. If you have one, download a bunch of books. Books I recommend that really helped me were You're a Badass by Jen Sincero, The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy, Atomic Habits by James Clear. Power of Habits was the original, but James Clear kind of simplified, but it's also a fantastic one by Charles Duhigg. Let's see, Take the Stairs is a fantastic one by Rory Vaden. These were books that really called me out and challenged me to up level and to make the most. And I just shared with Barb 2 calls ago. I said, gosh, I'm reading this book right now. I just love it. It's called The Wealthy Gardener. And the next call, Barb's like, yep, read the book. I'm like, you are so quick to action. It's so good. But that's one I just read recently. That was a fantastic reminder of success principles and best practices. Even that one, Success Principles by Jack Canfield. There's so many good books out there that really challenge us and can teach us a lot. So I'd say become an active learner, even if your life is busy and crazy. I listen to Audible books while I wash dishes, while I go for, pushing the stroller to put the baby asleep. I listen to them sometimes, at night or early in the morning. Obviously, if you're driving anywhere, put on your Audible. Typically, if you drive at least an hour in your day, you get an hour of listening time where you can learn. And so just challenge yourself, being that student of your craft at a bare minimum, that's a wonderful way to up level.
Yeah. I mean, all great books right there. Yeah, right when we started working together, you're like, here's my Audible. Let's get started.
Mm-hmm. We got a big library. Let's get learning.
Do you have more to offer there?
Yeah, I just wanted to do a little plug. Am I able to do a plug?
Yes, please.
So for myself, I was the person who never had a business coach when I was building my businesses because I didn't even know who to talk to. I didn't have access to anyone. And I think oftentimes that referral aspect of like who, you talk to someone, like I got introduced to you because someone like and trust was working with me and you had seen results and got a good review. And so oftentimes I people don't have coaches because they can't afford it or they just don't know who to talk to. There's a lot of noise of, people promoting on social media. And you think, how could I can I trust this person? And so something I've been working on and putting together, and it's been on my heart since the beginning of the pandemic, and it's been a slow build and a slow build, and we're finally getting it launched on May 1st. So we're actually building, we're calling it the Intentional Achievement Mastermind and Mentorship. And it's essentially helping people intentionally achieve whatever the heck they want to achieve in life. And it's a collection of coaches, and we're all recording what we do and what we teach on all of our, with our executive level clients, and when we're helping people to grow, what are all the best practices that we repeat all the time that help people get out of their own way and reach success. And so that is launching, and it's going to be very inexpensive so that people can access it and gain knowledge. And obviously just learning content, you have to be quick to action and you have to be coachable, but at least you have access to content that a lot of times we don't get to have access to if we're not paying that premium price. So I'm excited. So that's coming, and we're going to be having like workshops and sessions where if you're working on your email management, we're hopping in and we're doing it all together, and we're having live action sessions. So I'm really excited. We've got a health coach, social media coach, mindset coaches, a lot of people in a lot of areas to help people to grow. So that's my shameless plug to say I'm excited. If you're looking for a coach or a coaching experience, this is a really great first level if you can't afford to hire a one-on-one coach.
Well, where can they learn more about that or get more information or enroll, Lauren?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hopefully involved in this podcast, there we'll put a link at the bottom that sends people to a waiting list or a sign-up page. And then you can also go to my website, laurenlaforge.com, or follow me on Instagram at laurenlaforge. And that's ways you can get connected for when we go live.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm excited for that to come out. So thank you, Lauren.
Thank you.
So yeah, I think this has been a great conversation today. Learned a lot about coaching and what to look for in a coach and how to be a good coachee.
And Lauren is one of our Purse Strings approved professionals. So you can always find her at pursestrings.co as well.
Thanks for tuning in today.
Thanks, everyone. You need a coach? Coach Lauren. Give her a call. Have a good day, everyone, and be financially fearless.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Atlas Park Consulting is a proud sponsor and inaugural 100 member of Purse Strings. Atlas Park, founded by Cameo Robertson, is a premier business coaching and operations strategy agency for financial advisors and wealth management firms. Atlas Park can help you build predictability into your business management efforts so that you can move operations from scattered to streamlined and accelerate revenue, all without feeling overwhelmed. To learn more about how you can get out of your own way and create this reality in your business, visit www.atlasparkco.com. That's www.atlasparkco.com.